remembers, she can recall all the medicines that you would take for mumps and measles. Mm-hmm. I remember taking, I guess, corn shucks and making something that you had to drink to get those measles off. And she would say they knew, older people would know how to go and get certain vines mm-hmm. and fix them. Now that corn shuck was called corn shuck tea. And certain, there were other ways they used to go do things, but she doesn't even know how to do that.
Did the corn shuck tea work?
Yeah. All of those homemade remedies work. And it might get a cause for some of why they were so healthy and some of them live longer than they do now. Some of them, they had to work. These new medicines now, you're going to die when you're going to die anyway, but still those old remedies do it.
Mm-hmm. You say, that's the book that you bought me for Christmas.
Gave me.
Okay. And you say you have
given.
Okay. And when I'm finished with it, I'll
give you.
Okay. And say if you had a question, I might say, well, I don't know the answer to your question. You better go
look it up.
Or go what?
Find
somebody else.
Go ask somebody.
So you say, so then he went and
asked.
And someone might say, well, you're the second person who's
been asked.
Okay. And the kind of tree that you tap for syrup.
Maple tree.
What would you call a big group of those growing together?
Maple orchard.
Okay. What different kinds of trees grow around here?
The trees here are oak trees, cantata trees. Now this is not the correct name for this tree, but it's a nickname of a Bishang tree.
What's that like?
It's this tree that has limbs of leaves that look like beans.
Uh-huh.
You can take them and move with your hand, the texture of them going this way, they all like this, and you turn and the beans in them will turn another way. But my grandfather had a lot of tales and saying that you can hit the tree and the tree was at Bishang. We used to do that and then never hear say anything, but well, that was the name of Bishang. And then we have a lot of cedar trees. But the cedar trees are dying out. Now, the ones on campus are cedar trees.
Mm-hmm.
And the people, you know, like I told you previously, the cedar chests were popular. That's why the cedar trees here have died out. And then we have pulpwood trees.
Mm-hmm.
That's another industry here that people cut the pulpwood and sell it. You make lumber and paper from the pulpwood. We have pecan trees, we have peach trees, you can grow your own peaches. And there are pine trees and numerous other trees I can't think of offhand.
What about a shade tree that's got long white limbs and white scaly bark you can sort of peel off? Got little knobs or balls on it?
I don't know what kind of tree that is.
Do you ever hear of a sycamore
tree? Uh-huh. Yeah.
That goes around here?
Yes, and then you have the walnut trees. Trees that will give you different nuts. Another tree that my grandfather had in his backyard was a chinkapin.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of those?
What's that one?
Those are little bitty nuts, like acorns. Oh, I don't like the taste. You bite off and